Hello, everyone. This is the fifth podcast of the KBS Kyoto Project Team, podcasting from Karasuma Kamicho Jamachi on this, the 4th of November. In Kyoto and areas close to the mountains, November marks the beginning of the leaves changing color. If the daily low temperature gets below 8 degrees Celsius, the leaves will start to change color. And if the temperature drops to 5 or 6 degrees, this process will speed up. Because of this, the cooler places in the north of Kyoto City, such as Kurama, Kibune, and Takao, are good places for early viewing of the fall foliage. This month, we'd like to tell you about the places in Kyoto to view the beautiful leaves of the fall season. Coming up, the schedule of seasonal events in Kyoto this week. Headline Kyoto. On November 7th, a Momiji, or Maple Leaf, festival will be held at Yuki Shrine in Kibune. A Shinto service will start at 11 a.m., and the Ohitake Fire Festival begins at 11:30 a.m. The Ohitake Fire Festival is but one of the special events held at Kibune Shrine. Kibune Shrine is well known for being dedicated to Takao Kami no Kami, a god of rain and water. In summer, the powers of the rain god are summoned, but in November, during fall, it is the god of fire that is called upon to cleanse people of their bad spirits. To get to Kibune Shrine, take the Eizon Railway from Demachiyanagi Station. Get off at Kibune-guchi and change to a Kyoto bus. Instead of taking the bus, many people choose to enjoy the pleasant 30-minute walk through mountain scenery to get to the shrine. The Kibune Light Up Illumination event will start from November 13th. The annual Arashiyama Maple Leaf Festival will be held on November 8th at 10:30 a.m. In case of rain, the festival will be canceled. On boats on the river, people dressed in traditional costume will perform no. And around the famous Togetsukyo Bridge, you can see how people of the Heian era enjoyed boating. Take the Keifuku Railway, Honkyu Railway, or Kyoto Bus 28 to get to Arashiyama. If you are interested in seeing real Maiko and Geiko in all their beauty, the Kanikakuni Festival will be held in Shirakawa in the Gion area on November 8th, starting at 11 a.m. Isamu Yoshi, a poet who was popular from the Meiji era to Showa era, was well known for his love of the Gion area. A festival, which includes a memorial service and flower offering, is held in memory each year. To get to the festival, take the Keihan Railway to Gion Shijo Station. Kyoto Imperial Palace Gosho will be open to the public until Tuesday, November 10th, as part of celebrations commemorating the 20th anniversary of the current emperor's accession to the throne. On the morning of the 7th, you can listen to ancient court music, and on the 8th, you can see people playing kemari, a game of kickball played by courtiers in ancient Japan. Don't miss this opportunity to see places within the palace that are not usually viewable by the public. There is no entrance fee and no reservations are required. Hours are from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. That is all for this week's headlines, and now for upcoming events in Kyoto. Time flies fast and there are only 2 months left in the year. The beginning of November brings with it a restless feeling of being rushed. An event, which is very evocative of December in Kyoto, is the Kaomise Koen. It is held at the Minamiza Kabuki Theater. In this event, all the actors of the Kabuki company will appear together in a special performance. The nameplates of all the actors will be hung outside the theater facing Shijo Street. In seeing these nameplates, the people of Kyoto get the feeling that Shiwasu, the traditional name for the month of December, has truly arrived. Many Maiko from the Gion area attend this event as part of their studies, so you may also have an opportunity to see them as well. The 13th of December is Koto Hajime no Hi, which means the day to start things. Traditionally, preparations for the New Year celebrations begin on this day. People tend to leave cleaning and getting ready until the very last moment, so if you slowly start preparing from the 13th, you will find that you have more time and less stress. Around this time, Nishiki Market, known as Kyoto's Kitchen, starts selling traditional New Year's food called osechi. The basement food sections of big department stores also sell osechi. So if you go and visit these stores, you will have the chance to eat this traditional Japanese New Year's food. That is all for this week's headlines and future events in Kyoto. This has been AJ Moreno for Kyoshin's Universal Campus English School. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.